Governor Bill Walker says he'd love for Alaska to be the first state without homelessness. With a little inspiration from the state of Utah, some are hopeful that could become reality. In 10 years, the number of people who are chronically homeless in Utah dropped from 1,964 to 178. Lloyd Pendleton, director of Utah's Homeless Task Force, was a guest at the meeting of the Alaska Coalition on Housing and Homelessness annual conference. He said the solution was relatively simple. Utah used the Housing First model. If funding is the problem, Pendleton suggested that Alaska's permanent fund dividends could be put to a higher use, which Corrections Commissioner Rob Taylor found amusing.
You're not talking about our checks, are you?
Pardon?
You're not talking about our PFD checks, are you?
Yes, I guess that you call them. So you pay no sales tax, you pay no tax. The rest of us down in the lower 48 go with that issue. I'm just saying you have an opportunity to rethink seriously your whole structure.
Short of implementing new taxes or doing away with PFD checks, Pendleton noted that Alaska is in a good spot to make progress on a housing initiative. Governor Walker said a recent visit to the Cold Climate Housing Research Center in Fairbanks opened his eyes to new technologies that can help residents mitigate expensive winter heating bills.
So it's not any one particular, you know, region, it's statewide that we need affordable housing. You know, some locations in our great state in the winter, multiple families move together to live in one house. So they're heating one house rather than four houses. Quite a challenge. There's no place else in the United States that does that, that people live in those conditions.
The state will hold a housing summit in January. Walker says he hopes it will identify what the state can do to help local communities address their housing needs.